The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, this is a most important passage for not only the establishment of the sanctity of marriage, but also the sanctity of the family, and to make the family the true cornerstone, not only of the church, but of culture. And at first glance, you know, we look at this passage, and it's such a historical aberration, because in Israel, quite frankly, divorce was permitted. And there were all kinds of schools of thought. Hillel, as I've said before, allowed divorce just simply because the wife was a bad cook, and that, okay, good enough. His husband can, by his own authority, give her a writ of divorce and send her away. Women did not have the right to divorce their husbands. And of course, if a husband sent his wife away, essentially, you were condemning her to either find a family member where she could, who she could live with, and if that was not available, to do, and she did not have a son who could take care of her, or something of that nature, then essentially relegate her to, either destitution, begging, poverty, or, sometimes awful professions. And so it was, Jesus just thought, first of all, this is terribly unjust to women, and especially in that culture, terribly, terribly unjust. So he wants to rectify the clear injustice that's going on. And so there is an elevation of women right at this moment that is going on to the same dignity as a man. Neither can divorce the other one. And as Jesus says, if you divorce, your wife, you are literally, forcing her almost into adultery. So he is very adamant about this. So there's not only the elevation, though, of the status of women, and to make sure, that women are given equal rights within the marriage. Jesus has a much fuller intention in mind. And the fuller intention, of course, is to make that marriage, superlative for children. And so the children and the family become focal. When the couple is intent on exclusivity, that is to say, no other partner, and is intent on permanence, then the family is stable and the children are stable. And this is, we know, we have mounds of statistics to show that this is the case. And by the way, in the third volume of my trilogy on evil and virtue, I go through this, in great detail. The sociological statistics are overwhelming that this is the case. And those stable marriages that give rise to children who are what I call level 3 and level 4, right? They're oriented toward contribution, ethics, love, transcendence, faith, and the church. Those children are going to be utter contributors to society. Are going to be leaders of ethics and culture, morality within the society. And they're going to become the foundation stones of the future culture. Not just the church culture, though certainly that, right? They're going to be church leaders, no doubt about that. But they're going to become the foundation stones even of the secular culture to lead it to its fruition in the common good. And to the extent that the family weakens, to the extent that that commitment to the other in exclusivity and permanence weakens, the family weakens, and the children that come from those families are weakened in their leadership ability, their ethical ability to lead the culture. And when all of that happens in turn, what winds up happening is the undermining of the culture. Can it last? And now in today's culture, where people didn't even want children, right? I mean, it's just the propaganda against children is just overwhelming, right? It seems, can the culture last? And Jesus, here he is setting up this foundation stone, this thing that's going to be the future of the culture, the future not only of the church, but of Western culture itself. And it is being just severely attacked today and severely undermined today with, all that is going on in kind of the blurring of sexual mores and the Masters and Johnson, post-generations. So we have our challenges ahead of us. But Jesus is right. This passage is not meant to be read as if it were just simply an imposed obligation coming from, like, you know, a bolt of lightning out of the blue. This is not it is an obligation that we as Christians must observe, but nevertheless, it's more than that. It's the future of the culture, the future of the church. It is the strength of family, the strength of children, the strength of marital bonding, which is the salvation not only of the married couple and the children themselves, but is also going to spread out beyond itself. You know, its roots going everywhere until it influences the whole future of the world. This is a really important doctrine. And in every imaginable way, we as Christians must defend it. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.